Philippians. Go to Philippians, please. Chapter 4. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Philippians chapter 4. Is everybody there? In verse 4, what does it say? Rejoice in the Lord when you feel like it. Rejoice in the Lord when you receive a $100,000 check.
Praise God.
Rejoice in the Lord when you've been shorted $400 on your check. Woohoo! I'm going to kill somebody. Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord when?
Always.
Always. Again, I say rejoice. And let your what? Gentleness. Listen, you can't be gentle without the presence of God. Now, there's an area where you're bold, but that's called righteous anger. Amen. Amen. You can have righteous anger, and that's okay. But it says don't sin. Amen. So he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is where? At hand. Again, how can he be at hand without his presence? Does everybody understand? That's why it's vitally important for you and I to maintain the presence of God. Listen, you can memorize the Bible and know every page and still go to hell. You can become so religious and go to every service and everything you want. But listen, if you're not, there was a word say, seek the Lord with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your will. And you know what happens? You find him. And when you find him, see, what happens is you touch his heart, he touches yours, and then you change. There's something vitally important that the Spirit wants to bring across tonight. That the Lord is not only at hand, but he's for you. Let me share something with you. God gave the earth to us. Even though the devil rules it, he still gave the earth to us. So we're not to be under his authority, we're under a higher authority. In other words, the Lord is trying to bring us to that place where we really know who we are, in the arena of a higher order. Everyone say higher order. In verse 6, he says what? Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Okay, so let's back up. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say rejoice. Okay, you're not going to rejoice because, well, listen, without God's presence, there isn't much joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if you're rejoicing, the presence of God is there. No matter what your circumstances. Because the enemy, the first thing he always wants to do is drain you from the presence of God. He wants to get you to move out of God's presence. He wants you to react to offend the Holy Spirit. He's always trying to divide you. Because the word says a house divided cannot what? Stand. So again, with his presence, we rejoice. And then we have a gentleness, even though we have a boldness. Because our boldness is not because of wicked anger. It's because of righteous anger. Because we express the love of God. Because his presence is with us. And you won't be anxious for anything. Anxiousness is nothing but fear. When a person is anxious, they're fearful. Amen? And the word says that God's not giving you and me a spirit of fear, but what? Power, love, and sound mind. And that can only come from the presence of God. So be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer. In other words, that's communication. Making contact is not a religious act. It's communication, it's contact. Good morning, Holy Spirit. When you start getting goofy thoughts, it's a hallelujah. What happens? God's presence increases. The demons start to run. No matter where you are. You may frighten some people, but that's okay. It's called scare the hell out of them and make room for heaven. Aren't you glad we're not religious? My God. He said hell. It's in the Bible. It's a biblical word, isn't it? How many of y'all want to go to hell? No. Praise God. Some of us had the hell scared out of us, and I did. Man, Jesus showed up, hell left. Amen. Made room for heaven. Be anxious for nothing but in everything by what? Prayer to do what? Make contact, communicado. And I didn't have any coffee. This is God's presence, man. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing. Get ready to snap. That's all I can tell you. Be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer, communication, and supplication. That's intercession. With what? Thanksgiving. You know what? Thank you. How about, oh God, I hope you heard that. No. How about, thank you, because I know you heard it. Nothing's hidden from you. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And then what's going to happen? The peace of God. The what? The peace of God, which surpasses all your carnal understanding. Gosh, I just don't understand why I have so much peace. You don't have to figure it out. You accept it. You know why people are all freaking out, being anxious and everything. You're just standing there. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. Yeah, it's my dog. Just got ran over by a car, but praise God. Hallelujah. Just give me a minute. I'll go lay hands on it, and it'll come back alive. Don't worry. Let's just keep praising, you know. Man, my dog died twice on me. I went and laid hands on it twice, and it came back alive. Dead serious. Woo! Come on, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink, will you? Yeah. Glory! Yeah. Hallelujah, Papa! Yeah. Woo! Man, it got hot in here, didn't it? Yeah. Glory! And the peace of God, which surpasses all of our carnal understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now listen, it's because there is a higher order that God is trying to infiltrate in us, through us, and that we become a part of, and that we know we're a part of it and our authority in it. You are not of the world anymore. We are of a higher order. It doesn't make us prideful. It makes us more humble. But just because we're a Christian doesn't mean we're going to take garbage from a heathen. Because the heathen ain't got nothing but a demon. Does everybody understand? It doesn't mean that you react, you respond. Jesus responded when the devil attacked him, tempted him. He said, it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God and only him. It is written, get behind me, Satan. Hello. What does the word tell us? That those who believe, those who follow in my name, they will what? Cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, raise the dead. Hello. Call those things that are not as though they are. Let me tell you, we're going to get to a point where things are going to be withheld from mankind for control. They can't hold them from us because we're of a higher order. So when your car runs out of gas and everybody's trying to do everything, you're just going to lay your hands on your car. When there's no food, you're going to pray it in, because God is going to increase the faith of his body in such a way to what, as you think, so it will be. So we've got to come to this place. See, we're not to be anxious. We're to come and cut loose from our past and go forward. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, and who you were. It's who he is now in you. Amen? Higher order. Go to Hebrews chapter 7. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness. There's only one king of righteousness. And then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace. There's only one king of peace. Look at this. Verse 3. What does it say? Without what? Father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. Melchizedek, he was the Lord. He was coming to set a higher order. Now consider how great this man was to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And indeed, those who are of the sons of Levi who received the priesthood have a commandment to receive tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now, beyond all the contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Here, mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is written that he lives. Even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under the people receive the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed of necessity, there is also a change of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe from which no man has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, meaning that word means praise. So that's why he's known as the Lion of Judah. From the tribe of Judah came Jesus, which would be praise. Why? Because it's praise that brings the presence of God. Of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest who has come, not according to the law of the fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. For he testifies, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Who is he talking about? Jesus. For on one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. And as much as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have come because priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. I want you to understand that this order of Melchizedek is a higher order, which was the Old Testament is associated with the shadow of things to come. It spoke about things to come. That's why Jesus had to come and fulfill everything that was spoken, because he's not only God, he's the Son of God, but he's the Word. He's the Spirit who became flesh. He's the breath of God. He's the anointing, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. He is. That's why he's the only one that says, I am. What is he? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Moses saw the I am in a cloud of glory. Spent 40 days with only water or food. Thought it was 5 minutes. Why? Because there's no space and time in that realm. That's a higher order. Time isn't supposed to be against you, even though it tries to be. Time is against the world, isn't it? Does everybody understand that? Everything is controlled by time in this realm, isn't it? But as you walk in the Spirit, there is no space or time. At the same time, God prepares your future, sets you in the present, amen, and repairs your past all at once, because it's a higher order. Now, he came to bring a higher order and to maintain a higher order, Psalm 97. So what's happening right now is the Lord is saying, listen, we got to know who we are, because he's established a higher order to overthrow the lower order. Psalm 97. Or in other words, to overthrow the present order. Is everybody there? Psalm 97. We're going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Of course, the teaching is called Higher Order, in case my wife needs to know. Let's speak it together. Is everybody ready? The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. What's the foundation of his throne? Righteousness and justice. So, If his presence, if his throne is present, listen, when God's presence is there, righteousness and justice is the fruit of everything. See, that's why he says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Why? Because only through that, through his presence, will a higher order be established in me and you, where you think differently, you see differently, you sense things differently, your heart is different. That's why he commanded, again, he commanded in the book of Acts in chapter 1, he commanded the disciples to wait for the promise of the Father to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, because he knew that would bring an instant higher order. And 500, he told, only 120 showed up. So the other 380 started denominations. Hallelujah. In verse 3, and then they hated everybody that was in the upper room. They tried to disqualify everybody that had the higher order. They figured intellect would be a better thing than a higher order. Unfortunately, the intellect of man kept him from the higher order and still does today. Oh, glory. We're going deep. Hold on. Are you ready? Verse 3, what does it say? Fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightning light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. See all, or let all be put to shame. Who what? Serve carved image. You know you can be a carved image? Yeah. Let all be put to shame who serve self, carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord, do what? Hate evil. Why? Because it's a higher order. It's amazing how many believers are still petting evil. How many of you all know rebellion is evil? He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. How glorious. It is a higher order. Does everybody understand that? It's available for every person on the planet. Romans 8. So that means we have to allow the Lord to have the what? Divine right away, don't we? Amen. Why? Because those who are led by the Spirit are what? Called sons of God. That's what allows you to have a and live in a higher order. Romans chapter 8 and verse 12. All that we might know who we truly are. Romans 8, 12. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will what? You'll die. But God has made a way for a higher order, didn't he? But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will what? Live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to what? Fear. But you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry out, Abba, Father, or Daddy. Why? Because there's now son-daughter relationship. It's personal. That's communication. It's a, I love you, he loves me. What can I do for you today? Because you've done everything for me. What can I do for you? It says that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. That means a higher order, doesn't it? And if children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Oh, if we could just comprehend that. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be what? Glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this what? Present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed where? In us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Who are they? Us. Why? Because we are of a higher order. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from where? The bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That's phenomenal. For we know that while creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now, not only that, but we also who have the what? First fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the what? Redemption of our body. In other words, you're the things that you realize so much that hinder us is our flesh, which is now known as the old man. So we eagerly groan and wait for the exchange of this for a glorified body. Hallelujah. Yes. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? Then he's still carnal. Amen? But if we hope for what we don't see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance, patience, endurance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our what? Weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray. That's why when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you get tongues. Then you pray God's perfect will. You get stirred up. You get increased in faith. The enemy doesn't know what you're praying because he knows exactly what you think. For as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes what? Intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. They cannot be interpreted, understood. Because I'm praying. Man, I'm praying right to my Father. I don't know what I'm praying. Thank God. Then the enemy doesn't know either. Then he can't interfere with the will of God or what the Lord's saying. Guy, I want you to pray this. Why? Because I need to kick butt on this one, and that one. Pray it in. And I want to move on that person to release something over here and get this person to move over here. And as you're doing this, I'm sending the angels on behalf of everything that you're praying. Because those are the Spirit's prayers, not yours. Oh, hallelujah. So I don't have to worry about what I pray anymore. But when I do pray in my common language, I make sure that it's backed up by binding and loosing the blood and the weapons of God and protecting the angels working on my behalf, because I bind the powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, principalities that are trying to come against the angels working on my behalf when I pray in my common language. Because see, you still got to pray in your common language to encourage yourself, or you become a granola that's nutty and fruity. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Now let's go a little further. Verse 28. For we know that all things work together for the good to those who what? Love God, and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Are you called according to his purpose? Well, if you don't know that, you know that now. Amen. And to whom he foreknew. Did he know you before? Yeah, you probably volunteered to come. When he said, who's going into your earth? I'll go! Then you came to the earth and go, what the heck am I doing here? In fact, who am I? Where did I come from? Because the moment you were conceived, all memory was removed. But he said he knew you. Why? Because we came from his presence. That's why we all like to get high. It's the greatest high there is. It's his presence, right? I'm high right now, if you haven't noticed. I'm high as a kite. And I love it. Nothing worse than a straight Christian. Everybody ought to get high and drunk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. Glory! Phil. We welcome Phyllis and Overflow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Verse 30. Goodness. Snap. I told you a snap was coming. Verse 30, more. Everyone say more. More. Woo! We want more, more of you. Glory. Verse 30, I'm going to get this word out, man. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Why? Higher order. Everyone tell your neighbor, you're of a higher order. I don't know how convincing that was, but anyway. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you're of a higher order. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Glory. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, please. Praise God. Never knew a drunk that got it right the first time. Hallelujah. Glory. Man, yes. Everyone say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glory. Woohoo. Ooh, Chihuahua. Second Peter, chapter 1. Sheesh. Verse 2. Let's speak it. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his what? Divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be what? Partakers of a divine nature, or a what? Higher order. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through what? Lust. That's a lower order. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge control over yourself. Self-control, which is the old man. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness and brotherly love. For if these things are what? Yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, understanding his heart. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his what? Old sins or old man. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. If you do these things, you will never what? Stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes. Christ's kingdom is a higher order. We live according to the eternal laws. You know, the word says that even the commandments of God were placed in us. The Ten Commandments, they call it, the commandments of God. In other words, we already know. We already know what's right and wrong. But knowing right and wrong is not the same as producing righteousness. See, because everybody knows what right and wrong is. Every human being. They try to nullify it in every way they can. They open themselves up to demonic activity. They try to drown it with lust. They try to drown it with anger. They try to drown it with all kinds of things. Busyness, all kinds of things. Justification. But everyone knows what's right and wrong. We're born with it. But there's an area that, as we begin to eat of the tree of life, righteousness. Righteousness is expressed. It is a fruit of a higher order. That's why many people who are good think that they're going to heaven. If you're still eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that is the present order. Does everybody understand that? But eating of the tree of life brings you to a higher order. And where there's a higher order, there's something expected. There's a higher integrity. There's a different way of living. There's an area where you don't live for yourself anymore. You live for him. You allow God's will to unfold. Amen. We wait for commands. Always waiting for a command. In Acts chapter 17. Acts 17, verse 22. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all these you are very what? Religious." In other words, he said, "You are very bound. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'The unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him is the one I want to proclaim to you." Since the other ones aren't doing you any good anyways. "God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with what? Hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by or devised by man's hands. Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent, return from this." In other words, come out of the present order and come into a higher order. Why? Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness. In righteousness. In righteousness. Not in goodness. In righteousness. For by the man whom he has ordained, he has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." This is a higher order. Values are not made by man's hands or doctrines of men. Amen? It's a higher order that can only be established through the presence of the eternal King. It's called the anointing. It's the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. Only can a higher order and a higher order of life can be established through the anointing of his presence. In Matthew chapter 4, oh, glory. Matthew chapter 4. In verse 17. It says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and say what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." At hand. What was he trying to do? He was trying to bring into what? A higher order. He's saying, look, turn from the original order and come in to a higher order. "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon and called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen." I think one name was Jack. I don't know. I think they nicknamed one Jack, right? In verse 19, "And what did Jesus say to them?" He said, what? Follow me. He didn't even say believe me, did he? He said follow me, because the word follow means to believe. So if you're a person that says you're a believer and you're not a follower, you're actually a liar in the eyes of God. Then he said to them, "Follow me and I will make you a fisher of what? Men." They immediately left their nets and they did what? They followed. Why? What was he introducing them to? A higher order. And they dropped everything to step into a higher order. See, so many times the enemy begins to distract us. The next thing we know, we're touching again the present order. And we begin to get drained of the higher order. We begin to lose that integrity. We begin to lose that arena that Jesus, that the Lord is always before us. We begin to drift because the present order is pollution. It's contamination. It causes individuals to begin to decay. Because in the original order here, it only produces death. The higher order produces life. And that's what Jesus was bringing, a higher order. He called it the kingdom of God. Is everybody okay? In Matthew 16, Matthew 16. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say? Who do you say? Come on, let's get personal here. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, out of all of them, Simon jumped up. Man, I know who you are. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. What happened to Simon? He got revelation from a higher order. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on the rock, meaning the revelation, the anointing, hello, I will build my church. In other words, the foundation of the church is built on the eternal presence and power of truth of God Almighty. So Peter is not a pope. So everybody understand that. There's no pope on the rope here. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen? And then he says this, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Why? Because you are now of a higher order. I've given you authority and power to overcome the present order. So there's a place where you and I must come to where we're not only living, but we're teaching from the point of revelation. We are living and teaching from the point of revelation as a higher order of creation with integrity, humility, and authority, always carrying the keys of a higher order, the eternal kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. It is a state of being born again. This is truly what born again is. When you are truly born again of the Spirit, you are living in a higher order. There is a difference. It is a state of being born again. Does everybody understand that? There's a difference between saved and born again. Being saved is outer court. Born again is second chamber. It's called holy place. Everything revolves around the tabernacle of God. Why? Because that's home. That's the port home. That's the only way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. The tabernacle is a representation of the only way home. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Oh, we got to know who we are. Why? Because what's getting ready to come? We got to be of a higher order. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Warfare training. That's what this is about. In verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity that you may what? That you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. Hello? So if they boast in appearance and not in heart, are they of a higher order? No. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. As if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for who? Themselves, because we are of a higher order. But for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we what? Regard no one according to the what? Flesh. Why? That is the present order. Does everybody get that? In other words, don't get counsel from someone that's living according to the present order. It's amazing how many people call somebody who's backslidden. Hey, what do you think about this? Well, you bonehead, you're going to get ungodly counsel. The reason why they call somebody that's backslidden is because they're going to answer them the way they want to hear it. Yeah, let me just call Joe, who's been out there using them for 6 weeks now. No problem. I'm going to ask him, what do you think about God in this arena? That's what I thought. I'm going out there with you. They're just looking for a reason to go back to the present order. Oh, hallelujah. It's like, how dumb can we be and still breathe, right? Therefore, where are we at now? Praise God. Whew. Thank you. 17. Let's start at 16 again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him what? Thus no longer. Therefore, if, every time you see the word if, it means cooperation. If anyone is in Christ, if you've cooperated and you're in Christ, he is a what? Oh, do we grab hold of that? New creation means you are a created in a higher order. What does it say? Old things, old order has passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. Whew. Now, all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. So people are going to see you as a different integrity, a different person. No longer in the area where you approve of wickedness. You don't approve of dirty jokes. You don't approve of pornography. You don't approve of abortion. You don't approve of same-sex marriage. You don't approve of adultery. Hello? You approve of what pleases God. You approve what he approves. That brings you out of a whole different arena, doesn't it? Remember, God didn't make Adam and Steve. Amen? Adam and Eve. I haven't seen two women or two men produce an offspring yet. And it ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? All right, verse 20. Now then, we are what? We're ambassadors for Christ as though God were what? Pleading through who? Us. He's pleading through who? Us. Oh. We implore you as on Christ's behalf, be what? Reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That is a higher order. Oh, praise God. Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11. Glory to God. Well, snap. Man, I must have liked this one a lot. I wrote it down twice. Proverbs 11, we're just going to start at verse 1. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will what? Guide him, won't it? So in this higher order, there's a higher integrity, isn't there? It's different. But the perversity of the unfaithful will what? Destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lusts. Wow. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Oh, glory. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. What does it say? Would you read it with me? But you are what? You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, of a what? Higher order. Who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. We are of a higher order. We are a chosen generation. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. In verse 5. Revelation 1 verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in what? His own blood. What did he do? And has made us what? Kings, that's warrior, and priest, one who ministers to the Lord, to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So you and I have been called to be warriors and priests. Why? Of a higher order. So what is he asking me and you to do? Is to establish that higher order in this realm. In fact, we are enforcers. We don't go around cutting people's heads off or anything. We cut serpents' heads off. Because our fight is not physical. It is what? Spiritual. Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9. Starting at verse 1, it says, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed, as when at the first he lightly esteemed the land Zebulun and the land Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in a day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child, unto us a son is given, a child is born. The government, everyone say government of higher order, will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and what? Justice. Why? Because his throne room is associated with righteousness and justice. From that time forward, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Listen, battles will eventually come to an end as the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace takes over the governing world. With a what? Higher order. Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14. Praise be to God. Proverbs 14. Is everybody there? Start at verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness does what? Fears the Lord. Listen, those who fear the Lord are of a higher order. And that would be one of the first things you realize when you stepped away from a higher order is you lose the fear of the Lord. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, and he who is perverse in his ways will what? Despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Fear of the Lord is a fruit of a higher order. It will produce the fruit of righteousness. In John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Oh, glory. Is everybody there? Verse 10. John chapter 1 and verse 10. A few more scriptures and you can go home and eat popcorn. And stay drunk in the Spirit. Amen. Don't forget to invite the Holy Spirit to eat popcorn with you. He loves popcorn. Hallelujah. Verse 10, let's read it together. Jesus was what? In the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name, in other words, of a higher order. What? Who were what? Born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Being born again is a state of being born again. It is the state where we are of a higher order. It says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Psalm 17. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 17, in verse 13. 17:13. Praise God. Let's speak it, please. Arise, O Lord. Comfort him. Cast him down. Deliver my life from the wicked with your sword. With your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure. They are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possessions to their babes. But as for me, in other words, he said, that's nice, but it's still a part of the original order. But I'm of a higher order. But as for me, I see your face. Oh, snap. He says what? I see your face. In what? In righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I what? Awake in what? Your likeness. Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Higher order. Can we handle this? Ephesians 5, verse 1. Would you read the first verse with me? Therefore be what? Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children. Come on now. Imitate God. Higher order. That's what he means. Does everybody understand that? Do what he did. Imitate God. Now, did Jesus learn? Amen. He went to school. He was trained all kinds of things. He went to biblical, all the stuff that he went through when he was here. He went to the synagogues. He learned. And then one day he turned around and started teaching them. Why? Because he lived and taught by what? Revelation. Because he was of a what? Higher order. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God as a what? Sweet-smelling aroma. Are you ready now? But what? Fornication and uncleanness or covetousness. Let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolishness nor foolish talking or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of what? Thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. In other words, they ain't making it home. And they're, why? Because they're not living of a higher order. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. How are you going to find out what is acceptable to the Lord without fellowship, without communication, without indulging yourself in the Word? And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Expose evil. Expose original order, which is ruled by evil. Amen? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake. Come on. Come out of that. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead. Why? Because the original order produces what? Death. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil. Evil. Now I want to close here. 2 Corinthians 4. Higher order. Is everybody okay? Did you get this? We need to start living this, thinking this, breathing this. Stop letting your emotions dictate who you are. Stop letting the mirror dictate who you are. Stop letting the past dictate who you are. Stop allowing your lack dictate who you are. Your failures dictate who you are. Does everybody understand this? And don't let your neighbor dictate who you are or your boss. You are who you are because of him. Everyone say, I am?
I am.
Because he is. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Read it with me, please. But we have this what? Treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body of the dying Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I what? Spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Are you ready? Therefore what? We don't lose heart, or we don't get deceived or get misled. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Thank you, Jesus. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things that are what? At the things that are what? At the things that are what? But we look at the what? The things that are what? Not seen. Hello. Why? Because we are of a higher order. We don't allow the things that we see move us. For the things which are seen are what? Temporary. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. So we see through the temporary into the eternal. Amen? We live for him, not for ourselves. We wait for the next command to know what to do. Because we are of a higher order. Let's start living that way. Let's start thinking that way. Let's start speaking that way. Amen? And let's start taking authority in that way. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed for the price that you paid for each and every one of us, that we could live, breathe, and have our being in a higher order according to your kingdom, allowing the old things to pass away and all the new things of a higher order to come forth in each and every one's life here, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Be blessed.